Hello, I'm Bruce Edwards, and welcome to this podcast produced by the International Monetary Fund and recorded during the IMF World Bank annual meetings in Bali, Indonesia. Today, the head of IMF Communications, Jerry Rice, sits down with legendary Financial Times journalist Martin Wolf to talk about the state of global cooperation and the corrosion of trust.
We tend to believe what we would like to believe is true, but we have to fight against this tendency in ourselves, otherwise we're lost.
As the world becomes more interconnected and economies more integrated, the role of communications and journalism is increasingly important, yet cutting through the noise is not always easy. Martin Wolf has been reporting on the global economy for more than three decades, and his writing influenced some of the most important decisions made during the global financial crisis. Wolf is associate editor and chief economics correspondent of the Financial Times. IMF Director of Communications, Jerry Rice, sat down with Martin Wolf in Bali.
Martin, we seem to be at a critical point in the global economy. Growth is strong, as the IMF announced the other day, but we see trade tensions, we see financial tightening. What is worrying you about where we are in the global economy today?
I think we need to distinguish between the big story, which I think is geopolitical, more than economic, and the immediate and medium-term, more classical economic challenges. The big story is that for a host of reasons, some of which were to do with the crisis and its aftermath, and some of them to do with longer-term trends, there's been a very profound change in the politics, particularly of developed countries, which remain, despite relative decline, the biggest single force in the world economy, and above all in the US, the biggest economy of all, which has generated politics which creates division internally and a really very profound loss of sympathy with the idea of a cooperative international order. And it's now showing itself, most obviously in trade, but more broadly in hostility to the climate change agenda, and of course to the rising China. Now that is, I think, a profound structural shift. I don't believe this is temporary, and it is going to stress very profoundly the whole foundations of the notion of a cooperative world order, which ultimately the US itself created during and after the Second World War, and that will permeate everything. Now, and it will affect what we can do crucially, if there is another crisis of any kind, because it depended last time on cooperation to deal with it. Will that be forthcoming? Would we manage a financial crisis in the same way as we did last time? I think it's very unlikely.
Related to what you've just said, Martin, we live in a world where there's diminished trust, if you like, in policymakers, institutions, officialdom in general. Mm-hmm. You know, it's being characterized as this post-truth, post-facts world. Is truth and our facts going to make a comeback at some point?
Well, in my line of business, working for a paper like the FT, one has to hope so. If not, we will be completely out of business and the world we write for will also have disappeared. I mean, one modestly optimistic view is actually we're doing rather well. We have a very large number of subscribers by historical standards, though of course a very small minority of the world's population. I think one has a sort of duty to be optimistic ultimately, rather than confident that it will turn out all right. One has to work for it. But in the end, it seems to me that truth probably will win, because the results of the alternative would be so obviously a failure, possibly a catastrophic failure. But it could be a very long detour, and it might be decades, so it might be longer than that. And it is clear that not only did trust collapse, because it turned out the confidence people had in the policymakers, the institutions, was misplaced. I mean, we failed them. It's pretty clear, particularly in the financial crisis, but also before that. But because of this loss of trust, our political systems, as I mentioned at the beginning, have become very fragile. And the way I put this is a political system or non-system in which anything can happen. And sort of anything has. And maybe there's more of that. So the ultimate hope is that we will get back to some sort of stability. Confidence will return because policy does begin to work again. But given what is now happening in politics, my confidence in that in the near term is not very strong.
And how do you see your own role, Martin, as a journalist in that process? I mean, do you just keep plugging away?
I think that's the only thing we can do. Now, the media, of course, ultimately is also a business, leaving aside organizations like the BBC, which have an important role. So we have our own readers, and we serve them. Our readers, fortunately for us, are in the truth world. And they have to make business decisions, financial decisions, based on what they think actually will happen, and therefore what is going on. So this is a market for properly researched articles, stories, opinions, based on evidence as best we know it. And fortunately, there is a market for that. Obviously, I will continue, so far as I can, to uphold the standards which I believe are necessary, which is that I believe there's such a thing as evidence. I believe there's such a thing as proper sources. That I believe there's such a thing as sound arguments and unsound arguments. And that, I think, will continue, I hope, to appeal to our readers. But whether that will be enough to shift the world is a completely different matter. I mean, the most profound, simple truth is, this is true for us all of us, is that we tend to believe what we would like to believe is true. Believing in what is true and following that to the end, even when it brings us to very uncomfortable conclusions, is something we all try to avoid. But we have to fight against this tendency in ourselves, otherwise we're lost.
Okay, Martin, thank you.
Pleasure, thank you very much.
That was Martin Wolf, Associate Editor and Chief Economics Correspondent of the Financial Times, speaking to the IMF's Jerry Rice in Bali. Wolf also spoke with Managing Director Christine Lagarde about the global economy. You can find a webcast of that conversation, as well as all the other seminars that took place in Bali, at imf.org. And if you like this podcast, subscribe on Apple Podcasts or on your favorite podcast app. Just search for IMF Podcasts, and you can also follow us on Twitter at IMF_podcast.